Welcome to Pink Kink,
where we talk about the pretty, twisted side of kink.
I'm Princess Rara.
And I'm Dara, the Electro Khaleesi.
Whether you are a new kinkster or have years of experience, Pink Kink will help you level up your kink knowledge.
Join us on this journey as we talk about our personal experiences and use the knowledge we've gained over 28 years of being involved in both private and professional aspects of this lifestyle to help you explore every facet of kink.
Get set for an adventure. Not only will you learn and grow, but we promise loads of laughter, turning each episode into a fun party. So fasten your seatbelt and let's get this show started. Pink Kink runs off the generosity of our devoted patrons.
As a patron, you will become a member of our special Discord server, receive some adorable Pink Kink stickers, as well as have access to a monthly behind-the-scenes podcast. Patrons also get discounts at our Etsy shop, Pink Kink Boutique, and our online classes at Pink Kink Institute.
In addition, our impactful and electrifying Pink Kinksters get special audio and video episodes. And finally, patrons at our highest tier will be recognized as producers, both here on the podcast and on our website.
If you would like to become a patron, you can visit us at patreon.com/pinkkinkpodcast or click the link at pinkkinkpodcast.com.
Today's episode is produced by our electrifying Pink Kinksters. Thank you, Jay, Witcherman, Brianna Lynn, Daddy Jay, Fabe, Embers, Blossom, William P., Claire, Lady Blooding, Naughty and Nice, Butte Pain, Northern Sir, Manda Panda, Cat, Stefan, Shadow Phoenix, Christopher, Kilted Sir, Brian, May Cry Devil, Ruby Riot, Mistress Velma, Enchanted Sparrow, The Wombat, Impact Hazard, Twitch, The Midnight Girl, Sinful, J21, Daisy If You Do, AK Harley Chick,
Violet Rain, Serenity, Belle, Eric, Sweetie Todd, Lady Affliction, Dr. Dave, Pumpkin Pie, Ms. Tourmaline, S'more, Hacksaw, Kinky Katie, Wee Mad Beastie, To Be Better For Me, 3AM Thoughts, Forest, BP Bryn, Crash Override, Little Bean, Kinky Bear, Barbie, Navigator Bard, Frost, Sinful and Naughty, Coffee and Chaos, Noir, Haley's Comment, Mr. Pillsbury, Peaches, Mighty Owl, Princess Sassy Pants, and Lady and Lex. Welcome back to, oh, wow, hey.
Rude. Sorry, I didn't know you hit start.
Wow, way to pay attention. Boy, this is going great. This is perfect. This is exactly how I wanted this one to start. Big ol' yawn right in the middle of it.
I'm tired.
Girl, I can't even keep my goddamn eyes open.
I thought you would understand more.
I mean, I was going to go, well, we're back, we're tired, but then you just yawned and I was like, well, that's it.
I got the script.
Yeah.
We're tired.
We are tired. I thought you were going to say, well, I gave it to you on a silver platter. I'm a genius.
Yeah, I am.
You are.
I just didn't want to boast anymore. It's already an entire praise episode. I didn't think I needed to boast.
All right. Well, hey, we're back. We're tired.
Hey.
We're fucking dead again, as usual. But you know what? For some reason, we keep being told that that's our best shit. So,
well, that's good because really, I think we've reached an age now where are we ever not tired?
No, there is no not tired anymore, ever. Just, you know, waking up in the morning makes me tired. Well, so in this is episode 2 of our 3-part, 3-year anniversary episode. So If you've stuck around this long, the fuck
God
is wrong with you?
No, I think they stuck around probably because, you know, it's like a train wreck. You just can't look away.
Especially on episodes like this one with us starting like this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, are we telling people who's in this one?
We can, or we can make it a surprise. I mean, this is a surprise to me because you did a lot of this on your own without me, so I don't even know what's going to be said.
That's true. You haven't even heard this stuff yet.
No.
Yeah, all right. Well, we have some...
So, wish me luck, people.
Good luck, rah-rah. Good luck listening. We have actually some very, very awesome people. I'm just going to go ahead and say this episode, we have... Because rah-rah doesn't actually know any of this, so I'm just going to tell her. Rah-rah, we start with our darling Tomcat.
I love Tomcat.
Then we move into, I don't even know who's in this episode right now. No particular order. Alejandro is in it. Navi is in it. And our Cindy Barbie.
I am so excited because Cindy has not made an appearance yet.
No.
On this is, here.
She was a podcast virgin.
Aww. You know how we feel about popping the cherries.
We do love popping cherries. We should have a sticker that says we popped your podcast cherry.
Here we go.
On to the episode. I'm here with our wonderful, wonderful friend, Tomcat. Hi.
Hello, Dara.
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, we just really only have one question. And, well, a series of questions after that, but really it's all started with one big question.
One big question. Okay.
Really big. All right. So the question is, how has Pink Kink impacted your life? Now, before you start, I know all the answers to this. Because you in particular had some very big things happen, mostly because of Pink Kink.
Maybe. You don't know me. Yes, you do.
Yeah, I think I do. Just a tad. Just a little bit.
Okay, we'll start with the small things. How has Pink Kink impacted me? Literally, we did a Pink Kink get together when I came to visit 2.5 years ago. 2.5 years.
That's right. We had a little mini munch.
Yes. And I got to get together and meet you guys for the first time there. And that was after my session with you. That was my first session ever with any electro. And I didn't get hooked at all.
No, not at all. No, not you. Nope. You didn't even enjoy it.
No, not even a little bit. Not enough to go out and purchase my own electro set. The next day? No. Nope. That was
no. Who does that? Nobody does that.
Only crazy people.
Only crazy people do that. I might have done that too, except it was a week because, well, actually for me, it was a couple of months because there weren't any electro kits to be purchased in where I was when I first discovered all this. And then I had to move. And then I was like, oh shit, electro kit.
Yeah. And that didn't have anything to do with you recommending the place that we happened to go to and purchase that from.
I don't know what you're talking about. I never recommend the dungeon store for anything.
No. So there was that. It was my first taste, and that had absolutely nothing to do with me falling in love with this area and the people.
So basically what you're saying is I made you move here?
I'm not stalking you.
Me personally, I made you because of the awesomeness that was the electro session that you had with me. It's stuck in your brain for 2.5 years.
Maybe. I'm following you everywhere. So you're not allowed to leave, though, because I do love it here.
Oh, good. Because no problem. People keep telling me I should move to Chicago because that's where my family is. I'm like, no. One, there's snow. Two, I'd have to start all over with the kink stuff. No.
No. Nope. You're needed here. You have to stay here. You're not allowed to go.
Are you going to chain me?
Yes.
Okay.
Consensually, of course.
Of course, yes, I offered.
So,
oh my god, I've been sitting here trying to figure out what the hell has been in my eye. Freaking dog hair. God, it was like attached to my lashes, and I've been sitting here going like rubbing my eye this whole time, and I'm like, oh, it's a dog hair. Okay.
Were they up in your face? They're always up in your face. What am I saying?
You've met them, right? What kind of question is that?
So, yes, I may have moved a couple thousand miles to be closer to y'all. That's definitely been a huge impact on my life, for sure.
Oh, you already said y'all, like a Virginian.
Well, you know, I gotta fit in.
Well, you know what the plural is of y'all in Virginia?
All y'all?
Yes. Look at you.
Now, no. See, the hardest thing for me to get used to here is the city names. Yes. I pride myself on being able to spell. I can spell. And
no,
I can pronounce spelling if it's, you know, spelled how it's.
I'm going to go with N-O-R-F-O-L-K.
Norfolk. Norfolk. That's how people say it. Norfolk. Uh-huh. So I have a hard time saying the W sauce word. I don't say that.
Yes.
And it's the same thing with Gloucester. That is not how it is spelled. And I have to spell Gloucester based, and I always get it wrong. And I can.
Do you know how many Brits listen to this show? You're going to get us murdered.
Well, they can probably say the W sauce word, though, way better than I can.
They probably can. And so after this episode comes out, we're all going to be impacted all over again because we're going to have a slew of Brits trying to murder us.
Yes. I'm sorry. I love you all. I would love to come and visit. If I say it right, if somebody can pay for me to come over there.
if somebody pays for her to come over there, she'll say the W sauce word all you want.
I will try. I
love that W sauce. That's funny. Okay. So besides mispronouncing all the words in Virginia and apparently England, what else we got? So we went over your history of you had a very, very wonderful scene with me. Did you have any scenes with Rara that may have, I don't know, impacted you?
I did just recently with her rubber ducky. I would like to say that I was the first person that she ever sang the rubber ducky song with. It wasn't even complete. She just started singing rubber ducky.
I didn't realize that was you.
That was me.
That's amazing.
Yes. And I got, she was the first person other than my sir that I have ever done any kind of impact with. And I was nervous just because there's an intimacy and there's a way that I behave and kind of an expectation that comes with impact for there to be sexy time afterwards, you know.
Hold on. I just realized how stupid I am.
What?
I was there.
Yeah.
When the rubber ducky thing happened, and I remember it was you, and then I remember what happened afterwards. Yes. I can't believe. Okay. Of course I realize it was you. Wow. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just an idiot. It's fine.
Well, the song progressed, you know, with the next couple of scenes that she had until it was finalized. So I didn't get the finished product of the song, but I started it, damn it.
You did. You did. And I did your aftercare that night.
I didn't need aftercare.
Girl. Enough of this. I didn't need this and I didn't need that. And this didn't happen. And nobody ever said that I went and got an electro kit. Girl, you were an absolute freaking space case.
You were amazing and snuggly, and I appreciated it because I know
that I had to wrap you in a blanket and put you on the floor.
And yeah. And give me a bottle of water.
Mm-hmm. It was my pleasure, though. I will say you were very, very sweet to take care of.
It was really a great experience, and I know I should not have been nervous about it. But, you know, anything new, any kind of new experience, I guess you have anyone would have a little bit of anxiety, maybe a little bit of nervousness going into. But she's amazing in that it's all just normal. It's all so everyday. It's not weird. Everything is matter of fact. Here's all of the toys that she's shown off several times.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go through and you can pick the ones that you want. Getting a mixture of thuddy and the stingy and the fun. And actually, that's the first time I've ever been on a St. Andrew's cross. I have seen them and I've kind of stood next to them before. And I really want one.
So many cherries we've popped for you.
I know. I'm just a virgin in so many ways. How else can you deflower me?
actually, I was going to ask that. Are you going to do any more? Because Robert does sharps now.
You want to talk about that?
Hell no, but I'm asking anyway. Rara says she's a hoe for the podcast, so am I.
Well, so that's the thing, is that I have done all kinds of new stuff with you guys, and I am also terrified of needles. And I know that's weird because I just got this massive tattoo on my back and, you know, needles. But it's different. Tattoos are different than, like, needles.
That's what I'm saying.
So I don't know. There's some kind of fascination for me. I have this weird thing that if I have a phobia, I have to kind of jump into it to try to alleviate it. I have a phobia of the dentist. I know that's weird too.
They have needles too.
They do have needles.
And then and they, their needles buzz.
Like a double whammy. It's no good. Ugh. Yeah. So in order to try to get out of that or get make that better, I ended up working for a dental office for a long time. So that kind of helped. So when I walk into a dental office now, I don't start to shake. I don't get the shakes until I actually sit down into the seat.
Oh, I was never that scared.
So maybe
that's me in an airplane, and no amount of exposure therapy has helped me in an airplane.
Well, how often can you do that? You'd have to spend thousands of dollars to try to get the amount of exposure therapy. I don't know.
Right. So which means I'll just cry in an airplane forever. It's fine.
Or maybe you need to go skydiving. Maybe.
No. No.
No. So I
not
have,
for all the money in the world. No. Well, maybe.
All the money in the, I mean, for real.
All the money in the world, I'd probably go tandem skydiving. Yeah. I can be bought. I, yeah.
So I have thought about sharps. I mean, I've gotten pierced. I have several different piercings, and that's been fine. Why? I don't know.
But if you're going to do it, it's going to be rah-rah, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. Maybe I'll have her try one. Is that a thing? Can you just try like one?
Sure. Minute? I don't see why not. If I was going to do it, it would just be one.
Does that count as a scene or is that like a demo?
It's like,
demo?
It's I think
demo?
That would be like a s.
You don't get the een. I mean.
One needle, it would just be a s. Or not even a s, it would be like a s.
Yeah. Short, really short.
Oh God. That's kind of like when I do one little tiny buzz on the person and they go, oh, I don't like that. I was like, great. Bye.
Bye.
Congratulations on your s.
You haven't tried enough. Sit back down.
Right? We need to do some exposure therapy.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so yeah, you've really done a lot of firsts. So do you have any story in particular about something that really like knocked you for a loop from us? Like either like I asked somebody if they peed their pants because of listening to us. Have you ever had any experience like that? Robert and I pee our fucking pants all the time.
I have not peed my pants, but mostly that's because I listen when I'm in the shower. So I have no pants to pee.
You waited until I drank coffee. You are more rah-rah than you realize. Oh, we almost had a nasal cavity accident.
No nasal
cavity. Oh my God. What was it? Do you remember what it was that caused you to shower inappropriately?
I don't remember. I know that I yell at you guys. I talk at you guys, especially when it comes to like a lot of the references that you'll bring up. And Rara's like, I don't know that. I'm like, Oh, come on.
That's because you're my age.
Yes. Yep. Generational thing, I guess. But I mean, still, those are things that everybody knows. They're so common, right?
Right. Exactly. Everybody knows them. I don't understand. But you know what? You know what she's going to do as soon as she hears this? She's going to be like, I have one word for you. Well, two words, technically. She's going to be like, I have one name for you. Rock Hudson. And everything is going to explode back in my face.
That's true. I didn't know who that was either. I had to look it up.
Oh, shit. Yes.
It's not
I'm
just-
not the only millennial. Wait, you're not exactly a millennial either.
I'm on the cusp, 1982. So, not
yeah. Okay. So, well, neither am I because I think millennial is 1985. So, like, we're that weird zennial gap.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. See, and that's its whole other. That's a whole different generation.
Because really
we have the tendencies of millennials with the thought processes of a Gen Xer.
Yeah, I agree with that statement.
It's weird. It's a weird cusp to be in, but it still works. So besides all of that, is there any last words that you would like to leave us with for this 3-year anniversary episode of craziness where I apparently ask people if they pee.
But that does seem to be a common occurrence.
Well, because it's funny and people keep telling us that they do. And I'm like, okay, that's, I don't feel bad anymore because Robert and I sit there and record and we're like, oh God, I gotta pee. So I feel like I should take other people with me.
Yes. Take them all down. Okay. So for pink kink in particular, like I didn't realize this whole kink world existed for a long time. Like we just kind of got into it just before 2020. So it was the very end of 2019 when we kind of started exploring and I found some other podcasts and I listened to them. And it's like, I can imagine how if I were a single person finding out I was kinky, a lot of these other podcasts could be a little bit, not intimidating, but like, oh, I wish I had that, you know? But You guys are so self-empowering and it's so attainable and you talk about it and speak about it in such a relatable way and bring into it how you can access all of these different things, how you can make different things, how you can meet different people, that it doesn't have to be an intimate partnership, that it can be completely platonic and just normalize it. Again, like I said earlier, it just makes it, you feel not broken. Like so many times, why do I like this? Why do I like that? It doesn't make any sense. What's wrong with me? And I love that you guys get into all of those feelings. You kind of talk through it. This is normal. These are the reasons why we've dealt with it. Different people have dealt with it. And I think that has really had such a profound impact on my mental health and just ability to accept these parts of me that need attention, you know, and have created an open space for in my relationship for us to communicate better and have stronger communication and more effective communication is the only word that I can think of over and over again. It's strengthened our relationship and the bonds that we've created. And it has just been amazing. So.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
I love you. You guys have been amazing. You're my people.
We are your people. I'm so glad you moved here.
Me too.
We kind of kidnapped you and forced you into it, but that's okay. You liked it. It was consensual.
It was consensual.
All right, honey. Well, we love you right back. And thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Love you.
All right. Now, you got to try to remember to be funny. It's like actually a rule for the episode, for the podcast.
Excuse me?
I know. It's really,
you are,
it's really hard for you.
You are so lucky you're pretty. And I like you.
I love you
too.
You're
so lucky.
I'm so glad you're my work wife.
Papers are being filed.
To make it legal? Okay.
Oh, sure.
Only works if you're in drag.
So then we can be two women getting married?
Yeah.
That is the gay agenda.
Yeah.
That is the gay
exactly.
agenda.
Exactly. I know you're like totally stressing this, but you know, it's cool. Yeah. So I'm recording. And this is Alejandro, everybody, work person, friend of mine.
Hello.
I think I've got two work wives that I'm interviewing for this, you and Minnie.
That makes absolute sense.
Yeah.
You can't live without us.
No, I can't. I don't know what the fuck I would do without you guys, like legit at this point.
Yeah, and you need two of us.
I need all the support I can get, one for each boob, I know.
Yeah. I get the right one, it's better.
It is?
I claim it. Thank you. That is okay. Mine.
You're welcome. I mean, seeing as how your boobs are usually socks, I give you access to
hey,
mine.
Hey. We work with what we got in our drawers. Okay? That's what we got.
Alrighty. So on to the actual question. We could do this all day.
Absolutely.
The banter all day long. All right, so the actual question that we're doing for this episode, our lovely dovely 3-year anniversary, can you believe? How has pink kink influenced your life or impacted it in any way?
Oh, that's such a great question because really it has opened up so many doors. Originally, basically my sense of kink was always in the gay world. Everything that I had done was very specific to gay events, gay spaces, which
gay terminology. To me,
yes, gay terminology.
Do you remember the debate that we had about top and bottom and what that meant?
Yes. It took me so long to understand what topping from the bottom was just from listening to the podcast. I had to then ask you questions. That was a whole new world for me too. But it really did open doors of understanding new and different kinks that I would have never thought to even explore in the first place. It has definitely opened up a bigger conversation when it comes to consent, what that means, how to, you know, prepare for that as well. Your podcast has done an amazing job at really going into depth on that and what is respectable and what is appropriate when it comes to asking those type of questions. And for me, that has been very eye-opening because in my experience, I don't see that a lot in my realm of kink. I see it very quick and short, not as in depth. Mm. As I see with other kinks, you know, ones that have a little higher risk and stuff like that. So that has definitely been very eye-opening for me.
Cool. So is there anything that, like, do you have like a favorite moment that has happened because of this, like in your personal life or just something that you heard in an episode that you thought was funny?
Oh, absolutely. There was that one episode I remember listening and I was so upset with you.
Me?
Literally for like a whole day. Oh, you remember because I walked into your room the next workday and I called you out and you had no idea why I was upset with you. And it had to do something with comparing being gay to having a kink.
And that wasn't me. Remember, that was
it was Dara. Rara.
It was yes. Rara. It was not Dara.
Yep. And I literally remember going into your room and just being like, I have so many problems with this and I need this corrected and I need you to understand my opinion because I am so upset.
I am fully not putting the blame on me, bitch. No, that is getting passed off.
Again, this was years ago. This was literally in your first year.
Please do not confuse Dara and Rara.
Okay, I have the memory of a gnat. So sorry I didn't get all the specifics.
Okay. Well, we worked it out. It was all good after that.
It was. It was definitely all good. But it was just a funny moment of being like, I'm upset with you, but you have no idea what I'm upset with you.
You were
about.
Upset with Rara that you vicariously put onto me.
Correct, because you were the one I could vent to.
Uh-huh. Great, thanks.
So that's how that works.
Do you have a funny moment where you were not pissed off?
No.
Okay. Lovely.
Just trying to think.
Well, this is the second episode that you've been on.
This has been the second episode
and
I've been on.
And you're going to have a third in April.
Yep.
So.
I've been mentioned many times.
Yeah, because episodes. I can't stop myself. But so your first episode was the audio episode, the one where we were doing the audio kinks.
Yes.
You actually got to be on that one. And now you're going to be joining me as an assistant for an event that we're going to. I'm going to be doing demoing and you're actually going as my assistant. We get to go on an airplane.
Yes, together. I have to get my own like Vanna White dress, you know, so I can be a lovely assistant.
So talk about something that has impacted you because of this podcast.
Oh, it has opened doors for me to go to different events that I have never been to or even heard of. It has definitely opened doors for me to explore kinks and be further into kinks to the point of getting to help demo or assist, which I never got to do before, which is so much fun.
It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. And you are going to have to like sit and do, we're going to do the thing where we have to sit down at night after the event. Because it's like it's a convention, so this is a multi-day thing, and we're gonna have to sit there and tell different stories about the event, and you're gonna have to help me remember shit. This is part of being an assistant.
Perfect, my little pea brain, and memory is just
we're not gonna make it between helpful. ADHD and memory of an elephant. You're gonna be like we're fucked.
That audio is going to be just so much fun.
It's going to be a mess is what it is. But let's see. You also have been to Risque a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
First time, I believe you wore a leather harness because that is your jam.
I was in a onesie and a leather harness. Yes.
That's different.
I was definitely in my it was like a PJ night, I think, is what the theme was. And so I decided to wear my favorite onesie and just my leather harness underneath. I mean, that's normally my leather harness is on anytime I go into the city. It's just what I wear. It's what I enjoy. So that was like an easy way for me to go to that type of event for the very first time and still feel comfortable is to be in like my sense of element, which
was
leather.
Will you please explain to the people, the listeners, what your reaction was that night?
I've never seen so many boobs in my life. So many boobs in my life at one time. I was very overwhelmed. I remember standing there next to your table and just panning the crowd like for at least 30 minutes before anyone was like, do you want to like go look around? And I was like, oh, I can do that. Like, I don't have to be like a weird wallflower. And so I walked around and like actually like interacted with people instead of like a creeper on the side. So that it was a lot of fun though. And it was something I probably would have never put myself in the first place. But yeah, that was such a blast
you
to
were
actually
so
go
brave.
And see.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm like tearing up because you were just like, oh my God, it's just boobs and vaginas everywhere. What the hell?
Everywhere.
It's like
everywhere.
And my reaction is, oh my God, that's a lot of penis.
Yeah, that's fine. I invite that. Bring it on.
The more penis, the better.
Yes, come on.
And then because we both got really, really brave, you were at my birthday party.
Yes.
And that was at Risque. And at this point, I think it was like a year after your first foray and you'd been listening. Mm-hmm. And so you, I think you knew from listening to the episodes, you knew more of what was going to happen.
Oh, absolutely. I was definitely a lot more comfortable, which then let me kind of was like, ooh, what can I do to make it a little more spicy for me?
Yeah.
So I decided to go into full drag, corset, and my sock titties and all.
Yeah. No, you were a lot braver. I think basically, so what Rara likes to do is she says that she always has to top her previous experiences. She always likes to push herself a little further. I feel that you channeled your inner Rara for that party.
I definitely did. I also definitely channeled my drag persona more, which is a lot more, definitely a lot more bitchy. So it was a lot of fun to just like put it all on and be like, here I am.
More bitchy?
This is, yeah. I'm an angel, baby. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, no. No, not remotely. Like I personally saw no difference between you bitchy and your drag persona bitchy. Like there was nothing.
Well, I can say I was definitely more comfortable than before. That's for sure. Which was weird because I was literally corseted to high heaven with painful 6-inch heels.
You worked it.
But it was fun.
It was
a lot of fun.
It was. You made quite the entrance too.
Yes, I did. Oh, I forgot I had my clack fan too, which was also not only making me look more extra as ever, but it was also noisy.
It was. And you've made new friends.
Ah, yes. It was so much fun. Like getting to go around. And this time, like I actually semi-participated. Like I actually got to participate in your birthday thing, which was a lot of fun.
Once again, coworkers licking my boob. It was weird, but worth it.
Oh, it was so good. And the photo of just you in the middle and us licking your tits was just perfect.
Yeah, I believe, were you one of the ones that was in the photo with me that was like the cover of the album?
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
I was.
Yeah. Yeah. That and Hot Asian Guy was on my leg.
Yep. And then I kissed your husband.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes, you did. Want to explain that one?
So after doing his photo with you, he comes back, which that's when he put the whipped cream on your crotch and licked that up.
Uh-huh.
He comes back to me and he had whipped cream on his chin. And I was like, sir, you got to clean that up. And he was like, you want to do it for me? And I was like, you don't have to ask. It's all said and done. Licked it off. And he was like, no, no, no. And I was like, oh, okay, Dara, look. And I kissed your husband.
So basically your favorite pink kink moment was kissing my husband?
Yeah. Yeah. That sums it up.
Okay. Yeah. So Alejandro,
give me more of that.
Alejandro kissing Daddy J. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Give me more of that than the next coming year.
I mean, I'm sure there's going to be another pink kink takeover at Risqué for our birthday again.
Oh, I'm sure. So, and you know I will be there.
You know, we've got so much. We have Pink Kink, the podcast. We have Pink Kink Institute. We have Pink Kink Boutique. We have Pink Kink Discord, which you don't participate in, bitch.
I'm so bad at it.
Yeah, you really are. And apparently Pink Kink parties.
Yay!
We're doing all the things. And Alejandro's favorite thing in the whole wide world is the Pink Kink party.
Absolutely. I'm all for a party.
All right, honey. Well, you know what? Thank you so much. That was awesome. Is there anything Anytime. Else? Anything else that you want to mention? Anything important that we left out?
Not that I can think of. I just am so excited to see what's going to come in the following years and how much more fun and exciting things are, you know,
well,
in our future.
Definitely going to be a part of it. So.
Absolutely.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. And now I am joined by our awesome friend, Cindy Barbie.
Hi. How are you?
She can't ever decide which name to go by, so we're calling her both.
Well, that's because you call me both.
I know. I always refer to you as both. Well, actually, Rara started that, so it's her fault.
She did. Yeah, she started the whole Barbie thing and actually got me to accept the whole Barbie thing because she couldn't remember Cindy.
You are kind of a Barbie, though.
I appreciate it.
You really are. Okay, so, you know, it's really funny to me. I have had almost the exact same intro for every person. All right, I'm here with the awesome, the wonderful, the lovely, the whatever adjective I can think of at the time. It's like I'm so original on this.
It happens. It's... You know, you're a pro interviewer, and it's just your lead-in. It's just you.
I didn't write anything down. I should probably come up with some more stuff, though. But anyway, hello, Miss Fabulous.
How are you?
I'm tired.
Yeah, me too.
That's my normal answer. You know,
yeah, and work and, you know, life, so.
Yeah.
But we're here, and we're together, so.
We're doing things.
It'll be fun.
So the only question, really, that I have for you to start with, it... qualifier to start with, because I've been asking some very weird questions on this, is how has Pink Kink impacted you over the last, well, we've been on for 3 years. I'm not sure how many years you've been listening.
It's actually kind of funny. I discovered it accidentally in December or late November 2022.
Wait. So we're an accident?
Well, I just joined the community and in that October. And so I was trying to find educational podcasts and I was doing a search on Apple and came across this podcast and I was traveling across country. I wanted to listen to something on the plane and that's kind of how I discovered it.
Okay. And did you start at the beginning or did you like just find a random episode that kind of called to you? I give up on people listening in order now.
Well, okay, back then, I did just look for some episodes of some things that, and some topics that I was just really interested in, and that kind of spoke to me, or things that I might be interested in trying or getting more involved in, or also the fact that we had kind of just opened things up to being poly, and kind of exploring that, and looking at all of the things that kind of surrounded things that would help me
right
learn new things.
So what were the first couple of episodes that you listened to?
I don't remember offhand. It's been since 2022.
But you've gone back and you've listened to all of them now, right?
I have. And then I went to a Munch and met Ra Ra first, and met you the same night. And of course, Ra Ra promoting everything.
Like she do.
Like she does. And she gave me the card for Pink Kink. And I'm like, yeah, I will download it and listen to it. I need great kink podcasts to listen to. And then I noticed I was already subscribed.
Ah! You didn't realize it was us?
I didn't realize it was you. I didn't put it together. And it was all really overwhelming just joining the community initially. And I didn't know anyone. And so that first Munch, it was January 2023.
I remember.
And that was kind of the first time I even really got familiar with people in the community.
Happy Kinkiversary.
Thank you. It's been quite the journey. It's been quite the journey. And so getting to know both of you has really helped me along. And it's really helped me accept more of who I am. And then listening to the podcast constantly throughout, that's really helped me to accept even more things or open my eyes to things that I've wanted to maybe try or things that were really on my red flag list that we won't go into for you.
And it's fine. You can. I know what you're going to say anyway, so go for it, honey.
And, well, for Sharps, for instance, definitely was on my red flag list. And then listening to Ra Ra talk about it, not you running away from it, but it really got me curious then about if there's a connection between acupuncture and needle play. Then it got taken off my red flag list, just listening to the openness and all of the discussions and everything, and really quelled some of the concerns and fears that I had. So it's really opened me up to even try different things, harder impact, for instance, and a lot of the things just learning along the way.
Very awesome. Oh, I'm really happy for you. That's awesome. Do you have any particular moment that in like the course of, I guess you could say the last year, that has really stood out to you as far as either growth or something really funny or just like that changed you?
First of all, the Barbie thing definitely changed me. Because I won't share too much of my own personal history with it, but I've had a negative connection to Barbie for a lot of my life. Mm-hmm. And Ra Ra, not knowing any of that from the very jump, starting to refer to me as Barbie and knowing it was innocent and not like intended
you're
in any
way. You're super tall,
way.
You have long blonde hair, you're built like a freaking Barbie. I can 100% see this.
Well, it all came about innocently, so it helped me. And so that really impacted me in a positive way there. And just both of you really being open and welcoming in and accepting me for who I am. That's really made a huge, huge difference to me. It's really been both of you. And then, of course, meeting other members in the community. But both of you are just really like, I see y'all as very close to me. Mm-hmm. Because you were both two of the first people I actually met, even though I had gone to the local dungeon for, what, about 2.5 months before. But I didn't meet anyone there at all. And just y'all's warmness and being able to reach out and I can ask you two both questions or express myself and you just see me as me, that's really been a super huge thing in my life because it's really helped me accept more of who I am too.
Aw, that's awesome.
It's true.
I wasn't expecting you to be this serious.
Well, but it's true. You guys really, really do mean like a lot to me. And I can't really express that enough.
Aw, that's so sweet.
I know, I'm usually all happy and peppy and all, but seriously.
I know, like this is kind of like, dang, you're normally like this big squealing cheerleader like with Ra Ra, but what was it expecting
but
you to
she didn't poke me before this, so I'm not peppy cheerleader right now.
Okay, describe.
And you haven't zapped me.
That's true. Describe those. Because those were your first time with us doing that. So, like, how did those make you feel? Describe the first times. I'm curious.
Okay. So, Sharps, it was a different demo top that was down there one night. Mm-hmm. So, I tried that, and I had 13 of them in my arm.
Okay.
13 is my lucky number. That feeling after that, all of it, adrenaline and everything. Mm-hmm. And it was completely different than, like I mentioned, with the acupuncture. It was just completely different. And all of a sudden, it was adrenaline rush. And then I did Sharps with someone else that goes to the local dungeon. And we're just chatting, and they're putting needles in my leg. And before I knew it, we were up to, like, 90 at the time. That was my second time doing Sharps.
So was Rara kind of disappointed that you didn't do it first with her?
No. We talked. However, Rara is the one that has broken my current record.
Good.
And we've done several scenes since then, and Rara's actually been the primary one to do needles on me.
Cool.
You have been the one to do electro on me.
Duh. I do get jealous of other electro tops, I will say. On my people, yeah.
You know, I think... the first feeling of electro, I went to D101 and they did a little bit on my hand because you know how D101 is. Mm-hmm. It's just very light and it's like, oh, okay. I've never been scared of electricity at all. I wire in car stereos. I've done electricity around the house. So, you know, it's I've never been afraid of it. Even going to the chiropractor, I get the electro stim.
Yeah, and the TENS unit. Yeah.
Yeah. And my doctor cranks it all the way up to what he said is for horses.
Rude.
I'm like, yep, just keep cranking it up. I'm not feeling too much. It's fine. Oh,
that's rude. My God. Okay, yes, continue.
And so when you and I have started doing scenes, that's why I'm like, oh yeah, no, that's fine. You can just turn it up. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I need you to tell people about that night that I taught at Black Rose.
Oh my God. You were horrible.
I need you to tell this story in
the best possible way. Because I think that was also one of the nights you and I had gotten to talk, and I had just mentioned then that I discovered, listening to the podcast, that I'm a middle.
Yes.
And your response to that was, oh yeah. I know. Me and Rara already talked about that. Me sitting there with this stupid look going, then why didn't you tell me? And you're just like,
look, it's about self-discovery, right? If we tell you, okay. So everybody knows the story of when somebody told me I was a little, right? I went, no, okay. I'm not. The fuck is a little? So like, people like us, if you tell us something, our first instinct is no.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That is fair.
If anybody had straight up told you to your face, yeah, you're a middle, you'd be like, what? No, I'm not.
I would have told you to fuck off.
Right? You probably would have done the same thing as me. The fuck is a middle? I would have. Get out of here. I am not. That's weird.
I would have. But your response was just the classic, oh, we were just waiting for you to figure it out. I think it was that moment that you and I got a lot closer than what we were.
Yeah. Well, because instantaneously, whenever somebody is in that little category, I'm like, we're friends now. Okay. I'm keeping you. Thanks. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Yeah. And then that class was a lot of discovery on myself as well. Mm-hmm. With all of the different kinds of implements that can actually be used, which I found that interesting because part of the reason I went down there was because my dom wanted me to learn to top electro. Instead, I found I liked bottoming.
Well, it's fine because now I can do you both.
Yes. But like the different things also gave me ideas what to buy for her.
You and I, me and her, we need to do a double session where I do both of you.
Yes, please. And she will absolutely love that.
Yeah, that needs to happen.
So then you started looking for volunteers to play Operation. And at first I wasn't going to do it. I'm like, okay, I'll just play along. And then your encouragement, of course, got me to do it. And I stripped down between you and my other friend that was there. Y'all were just so torturous in the best way. And all I could think in my head was, do not get too excited. They will not let me live this down.
Listen, if that ever happens, I'm telling everybody.
I figure you will.
You will not live that down for sure. And I will be spreading it like I discovered fire.
Oh yeah. No. I mentally that night was like, no, do not give them this.
Don't give them that satisfaction.
No.
I take that as a personal challenge now. Thank you.
My middle bratty self was like, nope.
Well, now I'm saying yep. So that's going to be happening. Just be prepared.
It won't surprise me if you're able to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that night was intensely a lot of fun. That was really good for us. And then I went home and told my dom about it, and she was like so excited and also a little jealous because she couldn't make the class that night. And that was the class she really wanted to go to because it was you.
I got her again at a different night, but it wasn't the same. Mm-hmm. You and I still need to do the bimbification class. That's something that we...
I cannot wait for that.
I want that to be rescheduled so badly.
They said they are. I don't know when, but they said they will announce when it is, but it's going to be a rescheduled class. And so I'm really excited about that, even as many people say that I don't need a class because I already nail bimbo.
You probably don't, but we're going to do it anyway.
Yes, we are.
All right, sweetie.
Yes, we are.
I will just wrap this up and say thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And like I said, I really love you guys so much.
I'm so glad you were able to be a part of this.
Me too. I feel special.
You are special.
Thank you.
We have Navigator Bard, who I actually met through a different Discord server because I am poly when it comes to my Discord servers. So I'm all over the place. And I met Navi there and then discovered she's local. Well, once I knew that, that was it. She had to start coming to events or else I was going to have to non-consensually hurt her or hurt her in the wrong ways. I'm not sure how that
is. It was going to be a C&C scene where you had to do a kidnapping.
Yeah.
And, you know, we keep wanting to do that, so...
So,
I don't see the problem
but
here.
It worked out because she very smartly said, fine, I'll go to your events and see you and meet you for real. And now has become a friend and a patron. And we're very happy. And she went with me to see the Barbie movie because, you know, I had to go see the Barbie movie.
How many times have you fucking seen it?
Twice. Twice. And now I'm just waiting. I might watch it later because it's on Max. So.
Oh, my God.
That was a trip too, because I thought it was just a fun little kids movie and I didn't understand the hype. And then I get in there and there's deep feels and there's, you know, commentary on society and the whole of, you know, the culture.
Being a woman in society today.
Oh, now I see why people are going to see it multiple times. Okay, I get this now.
But we invited you here to talk about how Pink Kink has impacted your life, changed your life, hopefully made it better.
I didn't realize that people did the things that I had been fantasizing and reading about until about 4 years ago. In fact, I discovered kink during the height of the pandemic. And I didn't know people were doing the things that I was reading about erotica, you know, it's just fantasy. I had a discovery of myself through the claiming of Sleeping Beauty, mm-hmm. right, Anne Rice series.
Oh, my Lord.
Way too early. And I thought, oh, this is wonderful. But to actually realize that people did this for real, on purpose, was like this revelation. And honestly, thank God I discovered it during the pandemic because that saved me from myself. I went through my sub-frenzy, right, in the pandemic.
That's actually very good timing.
I was like,
It really was. It really was. So the way that I like to learn, the way that I like to do research, because as a neurodivergent person, I have my hyperfocuses. I got to learn about it. So one of the ways that I really like to do that is podcasts. And I actually found another podcast first. And then
we weren't your first?
No, you weren't.
It's okay.
No cherry popping for us.
As long as we're your last.
You, I will tell you that you're the only one.
I'm competitive, remember?
Okay, well, I'm polyamorous as well. Okay, so, fine. You know. But.
Well, that I she will can tell deal you with.
You're the only one that I'm a patron of.
Okay, I'll take Ooh. That. I'll take that.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're the only one I am a patron of. And so, but through them, I had heard Rara's name in their lives or their podcasts, oh, now I know. Right? And they said, oh, yeah, Rara. You know who I'm talking about.
Because I'm there all the time, too. So it's okay. All right. So if it's that's the one, then that's acceptable to me. I can live with that.
Thank you. They were the first one that popped up in my podcast, you know, app or whatever. So I listened to them for a while, and then I discovered, oh, there's this other one. In fact, I think were you just starting it? I don't remember when you...
Well, we're coming up in 3 years. So when this...
So yes. You had just started it. That's right. And I was like, oh, okay. I'll give it a couple of episodes. I'll jump on. So I jump on, and I'm loving everything. I love the relationship between you guys, the funniness, the whatever. And then I realized that y'all are local to me. And I'm like... You know, these people are famous. They're local to me. I'll never meet them, but that's amazing. And oh, you have munches, but you weren't doing them because of the pandemic. Then you start doing them again. I think, well, maybe someday. I have a lot of complications in my life. So it's, you know, it's like, it's a pipe dream at this point. And then I finally took the leap and signed on to that particular Discord server. And oh my God, Rara's in it. Yes.
I can't deal with this level of fangirling. It's weird.
No. I fangirl hard.
I've noticed. Hard, you know? Oh
my God. If it makes you feel Rara's any better, I met a person who fangirled so hard they couldn't speak.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't think Navi has ever had that problem.
And that's what-
maybe.
And that's what I love about you. I respect that. I'm the same way. So, yeah.
Well, thank you. Okay. So I'm in the Discord and I get to kind of meet Rara online, which is so exciting. And then she goes, hey, you're local. You know, do you want to be in this local like direct message? And so, yes, I do. And I finally managed to come to a munch. I come.
Somebody apparently wants to be on the podcast as well.
She's not an exhibitionist. She's deaf. So she is just has no fucking clue how ungodly loud she is at all times. So anyway, I made plans to go to a munch. I went to the munch. You were out, Dara. And I was so excited to meet Rara. And honestly, that's probably a pretty good thing that you weren't there, because then I might have actually been speechless at meeting the two of you together.
at that first party that you came to?
No, at the munch.
Oh.
I think you had foot things going on, or a leg thing, or an ankle thing. Like you were hobbling. Oh,
it was a knee thing.
A knee thing.
You had just recently been in the ER with that.
Yeah.
So you had left early. And so I didn't get to meet you. I did meet Rara, and we took a picture together, and it was so exciting. I think I met Rara again at Crucible. Mm-hmm. Right? Yep. I think you were hosting Risque or hosting something. Yep. And I came in, and that's when I met Vixen too, which was thrilling.
So many.
There's so many of us. We're everywhere.
There are so many. But it was the reason I could go to the Crucible is because I don't have a partner right now. And I was like, oh no, I can't go to the Crucible because I don't know anybody. I knew Rara. I was going to go, and I could go and hang out with her, you know, if I really needed to. And oh, it was wild, the people that I met, you know, those first couple of times going by myself.
And now look,
before I actually,
and now look at you.
I go in and I'm like, oh, I know this person. I have to go over and say hello. Got to give a hug. Between the actual podcast and learning all of this stuff, right? And figuring out, like, you know, this is okay. And there's not one true way. And explore and... That was, you guys were the first place that told me, you know, kink is customizable. Oh, wait, you mean I don't have to follow a rule book? Oh, wait, you mean I don't have to do it XYZ way? Nope. Huh. That was a revelation. And then getting to meet you. Oh, we haven't even covered the party that I came to. She says, hey, I'm having this party. Do you want to come? And I'm, horrified because, again, this is, it's not out of the realm. Like, it's 45 minutes away from me and that's fine, but I've never been to a party. No, I had been to one party, but I'd never been to like a party where I hadn't like hung out with people a lot beforehand. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to go, but I'm not going to play. And that's going to be fine. And
I remember then, you telling me when you came, I'm not really going to do anything. And I went, okay, you don't have to.
You were so kind and you were so welcoming and you did so much to just make me comfortable and everything was fine. And I met a bunch of people from the podcast. So I walk into the living room, I'm meeting people, and then across the room, I hear her speak and I think it was Katie Rose that I turned to and I go, oh my God, is that Dara? Is that Dara? Oh my God. I had a very, very intense, very quiet, like, freak out because, oh my God, that's Dara.
She had like a mini aneurysm.
I did. I was so excited. No, it might have been Vixen. Anyway, I think Vixen came. I think you and Tor were talking to Vixen. So then I came over and I was like, hi, are you Dara? You know, just completely just hyperventilating and trying. Everybody at this party is so fucking cool. You know, like, and I'm trying.
Oh my God, I'm dead. But you know what the first thing I noticed about you?
What?
I instantly knew you were my people.
How? Why?
Because the glitter in your hair.
That's right. I have tinsel and fairy sparkle glitter in my hair.
The very first thing I noticed is like, oh my God, you have tinsel in your hair.
Yeah. So, well, I was, and then to have you say that, you're like, you're little. And we talked about D&D and we talked about all this stuff.
Oh my God,
like,
that's right. We went instantly into D&D and then Rara passed out from boredom.
Yeah, that's when I went, huh, what? Wake me when you guys are done.
Thankfully, there were more people that you could interact with.
It happened.
She just put us on mute and turned around and went the other way. And she was like, okay, I've got to talk to these people about sharp things.
Blood. Anyone want to talk blood here?
So, yeah, beyond giving me education, I mean, Pink Ink has given me community, which has just been so thrilling because, and not just community, but like something I've been searching for my whole life. That was the reason I had trouble kind of forming those authentic, intimate connections with people is because I was presenting what I thought they wanted me to be instead of who I was. And so being at your party, I'm telling you, that was the first place where I would think about masking. And then somebody would say to me, oh my God, I love her reaction. She's so great or something. You're doing so well, whatever. And then I was like, well, fuck that shit. I'm going to just
be you.
I'm just going to fangirl over everything.
No, we just let it all hang out. There is no masking.
No.
Exposed.
Sometimes we let all the emotions out. Sometimes we let all the body out. We just let it all out.
But that's, I mean, you do that. And so then you make it safe for other people to do that. And that was the beginning of my, not the beginning, but it was a really high point in my summer of let's figure out how to stop masking and be authentic and delve into this community, which is absolutely my people that I didn't know existed.
Surprise!
You know, for most of my life.
I just, actually, can I just point out, Rara, have you noticed that everybody's favorite moment has been completely different?
It's perfection.
I love it.
I mean, we're all different people, right?
Yep.
I just think that is so cool. We have got to keep spreading the pink so that more people get, wait a minute.
So go ahead.
Spread the pink, baby.
Spread the pink.
So yeah, Pink Ink has been super influential. And Rara's party was not my first party. And the first party I went to was at a place that has, lives in infamy, shall we say. Oh, yeah.
Baltimore?
That was my very...
Oh.
I didn't know who he was. I had heard you guys talk about him, but I didn't know who he was. And then other friends of mine had said, oh, well, we go to these house parties and they're so fun. You should come. We'll be at this one. And I was like, okay, well, if you guys are going to be there, then I'll go. And I went and they were there and I didn't do anything. I did see some shady stuff, but I was like, well, maybe that's normal because what the fuck do
I know, you've never been before.
Right? That was the other thing. I think it was your podcast that I was like, oh, I can go to these parties and I don't have to do anything. Like, I don't have to strip down and have a scene right off the bat because I wasn't comfortable because I didn't know anybody. So it was like, oh, well, I'll keep my clothes on and everything will be fine. And for me it was, which is great. But I, as I said, I saw some behavior that I was like, I don't know, maybe that's normal. I don't know, but I didn't love it. You know, getting to know you all and then figuring out, oh shit, that's where I was. Oh, okay.
Now it all makes sense to you, right?
Absolutely. So I'm so thrilled and to meet you all and to find out that y'all are exactly the same in person.
People seem to not believe us when we say that. And then they actually meet us in person. They're like, oh, yeah.
No, no. Yeah. There, you. Yes. I will tell the listening audience that they are exactly the same in person as they portray themselves
Be that good or bad.
I think the two of you together, when you're in podcast, are more intense and a little bit more extra than you are when you are kind of diffused by, you know, whether being at a party or being at a munch, but you are not different, right? You're just slightly, you're diffused because there's not just the two of you.
Oh, so it's like all of our energy is focused on each other and it just becomes like a time bomb.
In the podcast, and you just guys get up, 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 up. I mean, poof. How many times have you made Rah-Rah cry, you know, at the munch because she's laughing so hard? I don't know, but exactly.
Well, because I can run away when we're at the munch or at the dungeon.
Because there's other people around and you're diffused.
She has people to run to at those places. Where's she going to run when we're in the studio? There ain't no place to go.
Well, I could go upstairs. It's my house. But then,
I can go upstairs too, though, Rah-Rah.
I know.
And there are fewer people to diffuse your energies, there are fewer people to do that in the podcast, but obviously nobody, but then there's few people to do that in your party. Yeah. Although I still have to make it to one where I get to, I don't know. Do you count that my electro cherry has been popped already since we've done a little experimentation with, you're the only one, Dara, that I've ever felt the current with. But I don't know if that counts. At that party, like, you used the Christmas tinsel and I felt the current, and then I've done it a couple of times, once or twice at the dungeon. So I don't know if you count that.
But as okay, so yes and no, I think.
Exactly.
So am I hearing I need to have a party?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Again,
Dara.
Serious question.
Oh no.
Let me consult. Let me consult my notes.
This is my serious face.
What was your favorite? Well, we did favorite moment, but what is the funniest thing about PK or anything having to do with it that just kind of has stuck with you? Besides you having a brain aneurysm.
You put me on the spot, and of course my brain goes, I have never heard this podcast in my life. I don't know what's going on.
Have you peed your pants from laughter?
Yes. I'm usually listening in my car, right? Way to and from work.
Have you had an accident? Or an accident in the car?
Oh, jeez. I've had a little accident and not with my car, thank God.
Just with your pants.
Just with my pants, honestly.
Well, I mean, Robert and I do that all the time, so it's not like it's new.
Oh my God, do you realize we should have a new product making available? Pink kink pads?
Yes. Oh my God.
Pink kink depends.
Pink kink depends. Slap that.
But it doesn't, it's not as good alliterating. Pink kink pads is a good alliteration there.
But you realize that we can actually make pink kink panties.
Do it. Oh my gosh.
Just going to put that out there.
I think Rara's either she's trying not to cry or she's.
No, I'm thinking artwork I want on it because my first thought was something like a warning that these may be wet because I listened to Pink Kink. And then that way people can take it either way.
Splash zone.
Pink Kink splash zone.
All right. Do you want to give us any last parting words?
I don't know if I should do a last confession.
Oh, really?
I almost never listen in order. Bitch. It's customizable.
Oh, no, it's not. Not that.
There's only one true way to listen to the podcast.
Exactly. And it's in order. God damn it. I don't know if, how you're going to make this up to me now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, but then I get to do something for Zara, and I don't mind that.
Uh-huh.
I don't mind that at all.
We're going to talk. We're going to talk about we're going to talk about how you can make this up to me.
Oh, thank you, Dara.
All right, I'm hanging up now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, I guess we can breathe again.
I don't know. It was hard. There was a lot of laughter.
It was cute.
I love all of them. I just do.
It was cute. But, well, okay, some people were ridiculous, but then other people were really cute. Navi's ridiculous. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Between you, me, and Navi all in the same thing, it was ridiculous.
Well, I expect that from Navi, though.
Yes, that's
like
true.
It wouldn't be Navi if it wasn't ridiculous. That's what I love about her.
Accurate. She's so cute. Everybody is so cute. So yes, popped a couple of podcasts. Has Navi hasn't been on the podcast yet either.
We've mentioned her, but
she hasn't
that
been
is correct.
On. Okay. So two cherries and two veterans is what we had in this episode.
No wonder I'm exhausted.
It's very tiring popping all those cherries.
It's exhausting popping cherries all day.
Rah-rah.
Yes.
Rah-rah. No.
Look, I'm doing the best I can.
Oh, man.
It's not easy for me. I've let control go. It's throwing me for a loop.
Yeah, but at the same time, you always say that you like it because then you don't have to do something. And this is three fucking episodes that you didn't have to do.
I do like it. That's not my point. My point is it still throws me for a loop.
Rara, it's three episodes that you didn't have to do that are all praising your life's work.
I know. I'm a little verklempt. I'm just going to bask in the glory that is praise kink.
I was going to say, yeah, this should last you about a wink. A wink? This should a last wink. You a week.
And you're making fun of me.
Oh, God. I never said I wasn't exhausted, too.
Words are hard.
I'm going to go to bed now. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. If you have a question you would like answered or just have a story about the lifestyle you want to share, you can send us a voicemail and maybe it'll be featured in an episode. Just go to pinkkinkpodcast.com to contact us.
Follow us on social media. On Twitter, Instagram, and FetLife, we are Pink Kink Podcast. And on TikTok, we are Pink Kink Podcast 2.0. Join our Facebook group, Pink Kink Podcast, and hang out with other pink kinksters.
If you love what we do and are able to help support us, we are on Patreon. Just look for us on patreon.com/pinkkinkpodcast. You can also help support our affiliates, which benefits small businesses and Pink Kink.
Even if you can't show your support financially, there are other ways you can help. You can spread the word about our kinky podcast and tell your friends about us. You can also rate and review Pink Kink on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. The 5-star reviews really help.
Don't forget to subscribe to Pink Kink so you don't miss a minute of the fun. New episodes come out every Friday.
Until next time, stay pretty, stay safe,
and stay twisted.